I'd like to invite any children who would like, still can come forward. Even if you weren't in the pageant, or if you're out there, you can come forward too. Going to have our bodies practice seeing, okay? So when you see something really amazing, what happens to your eyes? When you see something really spectacular, what happens to your eyes? Yes? Yeah, you open them really big. So can you do that? You too, can you do that? And what happens to your mouth?
It opens.
Yeah, you open and you do, right? Can we do that? And what happens to your shoulders? They go back, yes. So can we do our shoulders back? Okay, can I ask you to hold the light for the whole people? Right out in front, just one, just that one. Yeah, can you hold it? And now I want us to look at the light, everybody, and imagine that in that light is something really wonderful. And so we're going to let our bodies teach us the joy of wonder. So, you ready? So there's something really wonderful there. Here we go. Yes. Now we light the second candle. Lumière. Something special and we're in a crowd. What do you do if you're in a crowd and you can't quite see and you want to see something special? You jump up or you stand on your tiptoes, right?
I'll go in an airplane.
Well, okay, but we're most of us don't have airplanes, okay? So can somebody hold the second candle? No, wait. Can hold both of them. Yeah, you can hold both of them. So hold them for the people so they all see. The people out there, too, okay? So can you imagine in the light something you want to see? So our bodies teach us the anticipation of wonder. So can we all stand on tiptoes? Here we go. Yes. Okay, now we light the third candle. Lumière. Cultures, to celebrate is to dance. So this week of Advent, we are invited to celebrate the vision. So can you show me a little bit how you might dance? Just how do you dance when you want to dance? Can you show me how you dance out there a little bit? Yes? Yeah? All right. So now, can we take the three lights and hold them before the people? The three lights will hold them before the people. So I invite you to imagine in the light of the third Advent candle, stars and angels, God's vision for you and for our world. Our bodies teach us the celebration of wonder. So you ready? Here we go. Let's dance. Yes! So now, we have a Bible verse this morning. Can you repeat after me? And the ransomed of the Lord
shall return.
And come to Zion. With singing. Everlasting joy. Shall be upon their heads.
And they
shall obtain joy. joy.
Shall obtain joy.
And gladness.
And gladness.
And sorrow.
And sorrow.
And sighing.
And sighing.
Shall flee away.
Shall flee away.
So the prophet Isaiah this morning places before us a vision of God. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Sometimes, you know, we experience something amazing and we dance. But it can also work the other way. If we dance, our own bodies begin to teach us joy and gladness. So, today we have the vision of God in our midst, and we are going to dance the light and dance our vision. So, are the people ready who are going to help me with the light? You ready? Yeah, no, we don't need the lighter. We just need the candles, okay? And we're going to sing, He Came Down. And while we sing, we dance, and we take the light and go around. Ready? Here we go. I need a pitch, though. So, He came down.
Dancing new life into old bones and wisdom into young hearts, put within us a vision of your love and a love of your vision embodied in your beloved, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.